from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Rachel Dornhelm. Just north of the Bay Area, there's a stretch of land that could become California's largest national monument. It runs from Lake Berryessa in Napa County 100 miles north to the Snow Mountain Wilderness in the Mendocino National Forest. For more than a decade, conservationists have sought special protection for the scenic landscapes. Now, their future may be in the hands of Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, who recently came to the Bay Area to hear the pros and cons. KQED science editor Craig Miller spoke to Jewell about that and other issues on the federal lands that make up nearly half of California.
The original quest was for Congress to pass a law declaring Berryessa Snow Mountain a national conservation area, which would place limits on development. But as bills from Democrats Mike Thompson in the House and Barbara Boxer in the Senate continued to languish, supporters, including the state of California, shifted their strategy. They're now asking President Obama to use his executive authority to declare the lands a national monument with similar protections. For guidance on that, Obama would look to his Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. After a recent town meeting in Napa on the topic, I asked her if the new strategy is because of the imminent power shift on Capitol Hill and a Republican-led Congress potentially hostile to more protections for public lands.
No, I think it's because there are many bills that have been languishing in Congress for a long time. I think the preference continues to be congressional action.
Because?
Because I think it's reflective of a representative government from this community, the community saying what they want, and their representatives pushing that through, and the rest of Congress agreeing with that. But in a number of instances, the president has used his executive authority because Congress has failed to act, not because they have disagreed, they just have failed to act. And that is the case here. It hasn't even moved.
So are you going to go home and recommend that back to Washington and actually make that recommendation now that he do that?
I'm not prepared to make a recommendation. I've just been absorbing the information here. There's a lot of complexity here. Yeah. Different landowners, a man-made lake. There's a lot of factors that need to be taken into account.
The man-made lake she refers to is Berryessa, created in the 1950s by damming Poudre Creek. Local opponents say the lake doesn't merit monument status, and they worry that with that would come a crackdown on hunting and motorized recreation like powerboats and dirt bikes.
No more fracking!
Jewell's job also places her squarely in the fracking debate. She's a former petroleum engineer herself, so she has firsthand experience with the controversial drilling technique for oil and gas, recently banned by New York State and two counties in California.
There is a lot of misinformation about fracking, and so I think that localized efforts or statewide efforts in many cases don't understand the science behind it, and I think there needs to be more science. We are relying on organizations like the U.S. Geological Survey and other scientists to really help us understand what's happening on the landscapes with hydraulic fracturing and also deep water injections, induced seismicity, those kinds of things. There are a lot of fears out there in the general public, and that manifests itself with local laws or regional laws. We've seen that in a number of states. What we need is sound science that's driving our decision-making. And as a regulator, that's exactly what we're relying on as we are looking at releasing our own fracking regulations, which have been out for public comments.
So, some individual counties here have actually enacted their own by referendum. Is that the wrong way to go?
I would say that is the wrong way to go. I think it's going to be very difficult for industry to figure out what the rules are if different counties have different rules. But I will say that the public is speaking that they are concerned about this and they want to make sure that any kind of oil and gas activity is done safely and responsibly in terms of their water supply and in terms of their communities. That is an industry responsibility. And I've made it very clear to industry that it's not my job to defend their practices. It's their job to both ensure their practices are safe and then communicate with communities that their practices are safe. And I think these localized actions are reflective of a fear and a lack of understanding of what's the science of what's really going on.
Also on Jewell's radar is a plan to map out the best places to build solar and wind farms on federal land. The Desert Renewable Energy Conservation Plan is now in the draft stage, has been hailed by some as progressive, assailed by conservatives as too costly, and by some conservationists as not protective enough of the environment.
I think people speaking out and letting their concerns known is exactly why we have a public process. The Desert Renewable Energy Conservation Plan is a huge effort on the part of the state of California, nonprofit organizations, federal government agencies, local communities, stakeholders, business industry, to say what parts of this 22.5 million acre area of the California desert are too special to develop. And for what reasons? They may be sacred sites. They may be desert tortoise habitat. They may be scenic vistas, or they may have other conservation characteristics. What areas are deconflicted, where they are ripe for solar energy or wind energy because of the resource potential that's there, the proximity to transmission, and the proximity to load centers?
And you're satisfied those lines have been drawn correctly?
Well, I think that the people that worked hard on the conservation plan took into account lots of input, and I think they've put together a plan that's very reasonable, but it's a draft, and that's what this community input is about, is we're not going to say we got everything right. I'm sure we didn't. That's what a comment process is about. So we're in that comment period. We're looking forward to taking those comments. But the state of California has spoken and said, we want renewable energy. And the state of California is blessed with a number of natural resources that facilitate that: geothermal energy, solar energy, and wind power. This plan, I think, does a very good job of starting a process of understanding our landscapes holistically. And that's how we need to move in the future, as opposed to isolated approvals of different projects, not recognizing how they fit into the ecosystem.
That's Department of Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. The Desert Renewables Plan is open for public comment through late February. I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
You'll find a map of the proposed Berryessa Snow Mountain National Monument and reaction to some of the Secretary's comments on fracking at kqed.org/science. And I'll be back with more Bay Area news right after a traffic update. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.